Well, good morning, everyone. Again, welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you've come here to share your morning and spend your morning with us. And if you are new today, from the very bottom of our hearts to you, we're so glad that you joined us today. Welcome. And so let's begin our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are giving ourselves the opportunity through the words that are spoken and through the songs that are sung and through the readings to move back into that place within us that knows that we are one with that divine presence, that one infinite presence that is the presence of absolute intelligence and love and peace and good without bound, that presence is innate to our own beingness, that expresses within us and through us and all around us and as us. That one presence that we can so clearly see out in nature is the same life and the same beingness that expresses as our own spirit, as our own soul, as our own divine beingness. Because what happens is when we come to recognize that presence lives within us, and that it is peace, and it is wholeness, and it is love, then when we are out in the world and the world is not reflecting to us peace or love or generosity or kindness or whatever it is, we aren't as reliant on the world telling us and giving us that, because we can tap into that within us and bring that forward into the conversation, into the moment, into the relationship, into the situation. And as we do that, we come to the world differently, and therefore we transform those conversations and those relationships. And because everything is connected to everything else in this world, when we change and we come differently, it affects the whole, like ripples out on a pond. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own soul to be walking this path, to be bringing your spirit, which is none other than the spirit, into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is beneficial. So I thank each one of you for that. Well, happy winter solstice, everyone. If you did not know, winter solstice is this week. And winter solstice is a day that pagans and indigenous people and people who practice earth-based religions have celebrated throughout eons of time. For winter solstice marks the shortest day and the longest night of the year. And so during pagan times, the winter solstice was celebrated and looked upon as a time of fresh beginnings and of rebirth, a time of breaking old bad habits, and a time of creativity. And so winter solstice celebrates the return of the sun and the return of the light, and in turn, the return of greater life. The winter solstice represents hope and trust and faith and gratitude. Winter solstice also reminds us that the light is always present, even when it seems the darkest. It invites us to look to the light and to look for the light when things seem dark, and to trust that light to come forward. When things are difficult in the world, or when things are difficult in our own lives, it can sometimes be hard to remember that the light is present. It can be really easy to forget that the light of the divine, the wisdom, the intelligence, the love, of the Spirit is ever present with us, even in the dark. But instead, sometimes I know that when things seem dark in the world or dark in our lives, it can feel like it's all-consuming. But the reason that it feels all-consuming, it is because we have forgotten that the light is present. It's kind of like looking at a really dark, stormy, cloud-filled sky and not recognizing that behind those clouds, the sun is still present. And if we could lift our viewpoint up high enough, we could see that the sun was still present. And it's the same truth in the darkest of nights, that the sun is still present. The sun hasn't gone anywhere. It's only our particular perspective at that moment that is causing us not to see the light, not to see the sun. It has been obscured from our viewpoint because of our viewpoint. And so the title of my talk today is Let There Be Light. And I'm talking about that the winter solstice reminds us, can remind us, that like the sun, the light and the love and the wisdom and the intelligence and the peace and the creativity of the universe are always present, always right where we are, that the allness of spirit is always present where we are. It is our perspective and our faith that avails us to that good. And when we are standing in faith and trust and looking to the light and looking for the light, it is then has an avenue to express itself in us and through us and into our lives. So it's really our faith and our trust then that is the thing that lets there be light in our own individual lives. Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook said, "The suggestion of limitation, fear, and doubt cannot find entrance to the mental home where God is enthroned." When we remember that that presence is right here within us, fear and doubt don't have a place to take hold within us. So in those moments where we feel distraught, where we feel fearful, where we feel despair, or where we feel hopeless, we have forgotten that we are partnered with the divine, partnered with the infinite, and that the nature of the infinite is the nature of life. Therefore, it is the nature of our life also. Because our life, the life that we are living, is none other than the life of spirit. It's the only life that there is. And so when we are consciously aware of that divine presence, and that the divine in its fullness is right where we are, and that it contains love and intelligence and peace and the good that we desire, then there's no room in our consciousness for despair. There's no room in our consciousness for hopelessness or for fear. And so as we move through this life and live our lives, we want to know that we are partnered with that infinite presence. We want to have confidence that things will work out, regardless of what those things are. We want to know that we are not limited, that we're never limited. We want to have faith and we want to have trust in spirit and in life and in ourselves. Ernest Holmes said, "There is no need to fear anything in this life if we believe, called upon or not, that God is always present. If we believe that we have available at all times the wisdom that created the universe and which can and will overcome anything that disturbs us, we shall never be afraid." the wisdom that created the universe is the wisdom that lives inside of you. The wisdom and that creativity that has created the universe is the same wisdom and creativity within you. And it's within you because your life is that life. And so when we listen within, not to our frantic minds, not to the fear, not to the worry, not to the concern, not to the doubts, not to the, oh my gosh, ain't it awful. When we listen to the quiet wisdom within us, that place that is still and quiet and only speaks to us in a positive voice, then we are guided and then we are directed and then we are led into our best life. When we trust life, when we trust spirit, then we allow that absolute intelligence to have its way in our lives. But it takes us turning to it first. It takes us trusting in it first because that's what creates the avenue so that it can unfold through us. Because as long as we're holding on to the fear and the despair and the hopelessness and the worry and the anxiety, there's no room for that to come into our beingness. And so Ernest Holmes also said, "You have the power to draw upon the great reservoir of infinite wisdom, capable of solving your every problem through the channel of an all-inclusive faith. However, such faith is in action only when you have completely surrendered all your doubt, your resentment, all of your fears, whether they be big or little." So that's the key. The key is that we have to surrender our doubts and our fears and our worries and our resentments before the good can flow into our lives. Before we can receive that high vibration of wisdom and intelligence. So the key is we must get rid of that first in order to unclog the flow. For when we cannot perceive that power for good, it's just like looking at the clouds rather than the sun that is beyond those clouds. And so how do you release your doubts? How do you release your doubts and your fears and your concerns? I think we do that by building faith. And you know, faith is not a noun. Faith is a verb. It's an action. It's something that we do. It takes an activity. That's faith. But how do you build your faith? I think we build our faith by looking to and looking for that infinite one that is ever present. We look for it to prove to ourselves that it is present. We look for it in all sorts of things to prove that it is omnipresent. We also remember and know that its very essence is creativity. That creativity that created the universe. That its essence is intelligence. The intelligence that turns a tomato seed into a tomato plant, that turns your breakfast into tissue and bone and muscle. That intelligence. We know that it is intelligence and creativity, infinite potentiality, perfect action, and it is a free flow. And so there's a story that says Teddy Roosevelt, during the toughest time of his administration, had a certain practice. When a tough day would end, Roosevelt would take his staff and walk outside and search the night sky until he found the great square of Pegasus. Roosevelt would recite the same lines every night. Pointing to Pegasus, he would say, "This is the spiral galaxy in Andromeda. It is as large as our Milky Way. It is one of 100 million galaxies. It consists of 100 billion suns larger than our own." And then Roosevelt would smile and say, Now I think we can handle our problems. Let's go to bed. He knew that if he kept his bearings, the grand potential of this nation and this world would be fulfilled. He knew that once our consciousness shifts from a feeling of separateness to one of oneness, that our vast genius will serve the growth of ourselves and our planet. So we recognize that there is an intelligence in this universe that is far greater than our everyday thinking. That there is an ability in that presence, in that omnipresence, there is an ability that is infinite. And if there is a presence that is infinite, that created these cosmos, it can certainly guide us. And it can certainly orchestrate our life on our behalf. So we can know that that presence orchestrates life on our behalf and that it is actually for us because it is for itself, because it works on its behalf. We can know that it is for our thriving and our flourishing and our unfolding and our evolution because it is for its own flourishing, its own thriving, its own unfolding and its own evolution because we are a part of that and because our life is that life. So how could it be any other way? And you needn't even look out into this vast universe to be able to see that kind of creativity and that kind of intelligence. We don't have to look out there to perceive that, which we call the ground of all being. Henry Miller, who was an American writer, said, "The moment one gives close attention to anything, even a blade of grass, it becomes mysterious, awesome, and incredibly magnificent." Have you ever really looked at a blade of grass and seen that it is mysterious and awesome and incredibly magnificent, that there is a creative intelligence within that thing? Or have you ever looked at the feather of a bird? Or have you ever looked at a spider's web? Or how about the little tiny flower that is absolutely perfect that has popped out of the smallest crack in the sidewalk? That is a creative intelligence that permeates everything. That same intelligence, that same perfection, that same creativity is at the center of you. It is at the center of your mind. It is at the center of your life. Always and in all ways. And that intelligence also expresses as our own intuition, as our innate knowing, as our inner guidance and direction. When we step out of the fear and the discomfort and the anger and the frustration and whatever those negative feelings are that we find ourselves caught up in, the infinite doesn't know problem. The infinite only knows solution. The infinite only knows freedom and beauty and love and joy. The infinite only knows peace and abundance, an abundance of good. And there is nothing between you and that, except your perspective and your thinking. That's the only thing that is between you and that. Your focus, your beliefs, your perspective. And so my invitation to you this week is to allow the winter solstice to remind you that the light is present. That the light is present right where you are, and that it's always present. Know that when things seem dark, when things seem dark in your own life or in the world, that the light of Spirit is still present. Right there, right where you are, simply awaiting your turning to it, your recognizing it, your opening to it. The light is awaiting your attention and your trust and your faith in it. And as you do that, as you turn your attention to it in trust and faith, then you clear a way for it to flow into your life, into you. And as a result of that, you'll be moving through your life with greater peace, moving through your life with greater ease, guided by your own inner star, your own inner light, the light within you. And there, your good is assured. In John 1:5, it says, God is light in which there is no darkness. That is the light that we live in. That is the bigger picture. That is inviting us to lean into it, to accept it, to open to it, to believe in it, to trust in it. And so let us allow winter solstice to be a reminder that every day the light is there. So let there be light in us, and let there be light in this world. So blessings to every single one of you as you come to know that light that you live within, as you come to recognize that infinite presence that lives within you at all times. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer, to join me as we turn our attention to the capital T truth, the capital T truth that Spirit in its fullness, in its allness, is everywhere present. That Spirit, whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere, permeates everything. That it surrounds everything and envelops everything, uplifts everything, buoys everything, unfolds itself in and through and around everything in this universe that exists and everything that has yet come into being. For this presence and this power is the only presence and power that there is. And this presence and this power, this creative force, this divine imagination, this one who is boundless and endless, that is constantly and effortlessly pouring itself forward as life, that it is our life. It is the life that we are living. It is our own essence of our spirit, of our soul, that it permeates our minds and our thinking. It permeates our homes and our places of business. It permeates every single relationship, every single conversation, every single interaction is permeated with peace and with love, with hope, with truth, with light, with wisdom, all grounded in the principle of oneness. Our oneness with God, our oneness with life, our oneness with the whole. And so today, how blessed we are to be in recognition that as we walk through our days and through our nights, that we walk with this presence. For we are certainly divinely companioned at all times by that infinite one, companioned by that absolute potentiality. And so I know that today as we turn to it, it turns to us. for it has already and always been right here, simply awaiting our recognition of it. And so today, as we turn to it, in comes flowing an abundance of good, peace and harmony in our relationships, abundance of good everywhere we look in our lives, peace, the peace that passes understanding, wisdom and intelligence and order and perfection. That is the law that we are living in. And so today we lean into that in full acceptance of it. And our good is overflowing. And I speak this word not just about us in this room, but I speak this word about every single person in this world. That right where they are also is the fullness of the divine. This outpouring of good, this outpouring of love and wisdom and intelligence and peace, leading and guiding each and every single one of us. And I speak this word especially for our world leaders, for politicians and presidents and military officials and everyone who is making decisions, that they are guided and led from on high, that this highest intelligence, this absolute love, the truth of oneness is the thing that guides their choices and their decisions, for that is within them, and it is them. As we look to the light, everything that is unlike it dissipates as a shadow in the light. For there is only this one. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around us. And so it is with gratitude that I release this prayer, and I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is. And so I do have some invitations for you as a way in to participate in this family. Next week, we are having our candlelighting service during our regular 10 a.m. service, and it's going to be a service where we are honoring seven different religious traditions and the light within them. So if you have a friend or a neighbor or somebody that you think might like to participate in that and be a part of that, I invite you to invite them to come next Sunday. The following Sunday, we are holding our World Peace Meditation Service on Zoom. It's at 4 a.m. The reason that it's at 4 a.m. is because that is noon Greenwich Mean Time, so people all across the world are praying for peace, meditating on peace, holding peace, envisioning peace all at the same time. The code is on this insert right here, the Zoom number and the passcode, so take that home with you today. And because we are going to be meeting at 4 a.m. that morning, we are not going to be meeting again at 10 a.m. that morning, so we will not be having a Sunday service here on New Year's Eve. And then on January 7th, this room is not available to us. Somebody else rented it out. So we're going to be holding our Sunday service on Zoom. It is the same passcode, so it's on your insert. So take that, be it on January 7th at 10 a.m., but on Zoom instead of right here. I'm also thinking that I am going to, if we have enough people that are interested, do a vision board workshop on Saturday, January 6th from noon to 2:30. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. I think it'll be at Sharon Baker's in the clubhouse right there. Everything will be provided for you, except you should bring some magazines, and there will be other magazines provided. So if you are interested in that, please sign up at the back so we know for sure that we should rent the space in order to do it. And also, that is available and open to friends and whoever you think might like to come do a vision board for the coming year. We're still supporting Ray and Marty through Meal Train. Ray is doing well. He is working with a team of doctors who have a, way forward, and he's doing really good and has a really good attitude, and he's doing well, and he's on this healing path. So we all invite you to continue to hold Ray and Marty both in the light and to sign up for Meal Train if you would like to provide a meal, or you can also sign up to have gift cards sent to them for dinners too, or you can have Grubhub or one of those companies deliver a dinner to them if you would like to do that also. We have prayer support for you after service. We invite you to follow us on our various social media accounts that are on here. And we invite you to take this insert with you take it home so you have that information, but to leave the bulletin covers, and then we recycle those and use them over until they're no good to use anymore. So thank you for that. So I invite you to repeat after me, the love and light of spirit are within me now. I own it and I share it. I am it. I am a beneficial presence. And so it is.